Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the mirrors all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then lube up and get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your family.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mr. Atom.
And this is Mrs. Atom.
And you found us here once again on By the By.
Yay, welcome back.
Yay.
We've made it another week.
Yay, we're still alive. Woohoo!
Yes.
So this is episode 99.
Ooh.
I know, and we have something very special for next week.
Mm-hmm.
But that's next week, not this week, so no spoilers. Before we get into the episode, once again, as always, where are we over the next coming weeks?
Mm-hmm.
This Friday, we will be at our secret spot for Newbie Friday. That's the 6th.
If you're interested in checking out, learning more about swinging.
Yep. We're going to do a class.
Yes.
Swinging 101 and icebreaker games.
Yeah.
So that should be fun. And then stick around for, you know, the club.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we said this, but people who come to our classes get a discounted entry into the club. So there you go. Boom.
Even more reason.
I know. I keep forgetting to say that. Then the end of the month, we have the last Friday of the month, which I don't know the date because I'm too lazy to look at a calendar.
I believe it is April 25th.
Look at you.
I can check and make sure.
But that is our threesomes, foursomes, and moresomes.
Nope, 27th.
The 27th. April 27th. Mm-hmm. Love it. So it's going to be our next class after that. And then we have in May two big parties. One is the Pendulum Party on May 18th, and one is Femme. So this will be our 6th Pendulum Party.
Yes.
Pendulum Party VI.
VI.
I know, right? It's great. So I'm already planning Pendulum Party XXX. So that'll be great. And then Femme the following week, which is a party just for women.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no men in the entire building that evening.
It's exciting.
I know.
Yeah.
I can see you're like every time we even start talking about it, your eyes start that glittery thing.
I was going to say between the two weekends, between Pendulum and that, it's just, yes. It's going to be epic.
I'm just going to take a vacation week.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take a personal day. It's like, look, I'm sorry. I just can't.
I cannot adult this
week. I can't adult. So pretty excited. It's going to be pretty fucking rocking.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be nice and busy over the next 6 to 8 weeks,
mm-hmm.
which is good. Busy is good.
Yes, it is.
Should probably also mention if you are an Australian, you can find us now on Dawns with Lakey,
mm-hmm.
On the Hit Network between midnight and 8 a.m. We record weekly with him so that we are their kink and relationship and sex experts. So, it's always fun to hang
out. It is always fun.
He's delightfully, we make him delightfully uncomfortable, I think, sometimes. It's cute.
And there's such a variety of topics that we cover. It's fun.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Now, on with the show.
Yeah.
Before we go on with the show, I just want to say we listen to a lot of podcasts, and it always cracks me up, the podcasts that I listen to that do all this upfront stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I do skip through it because I'm like, ugh. So it makes me wonder how many people actually skip through hours like 15, mm-hmm. 15, 15. Because you're always trying to skip ahead 15 seconds. They're like, they're still fucking talking about, God damn it, 15, 15, 15. Yeah, especially when the podcasts I listen to are in the States.
Yeah.
And it's something that I can't participate in at all. Like,
right.
I don't want to hear about your fucking Pendulum Party. Stop fucking bragging. That's what I'm imagining. So if that's you, look, we still appreciate you. We love you.
Yeah.
And we want you to come down to Australia and come to our Pendulum Party, which is May 8th. No, I'm kidding. I'm a cunt. Okay. So, tonight, mm-hmm. we're going to do...
A very serious topic.
This is a very serious topic. I mean, this is like, it's on par with Marvel. Mm-hmm. I would say DC, but most of the DC movies have recently sucked. Wonder Woman was delightful.
Yes.
But Man of Steel is an abomination for your eyes. Anyway, so we'll stick with Marvel. And we're going to talk dun, dun, dum.
Origin stories.
Origin stories.
Yes.
I love it. I'm so excited. We've had people ask us how we met and, yeah. and how, you know, I think most people know sort of how we got into this. Mm-hmm. But
because we've talked about snippets and pieces here and there,
but we've never told the full story.
Yeah.
And so basically what we have done is like the equivalent of watching pieces of Spider-Man and you're like, what? And then you're like, this doesn't make sense. Like all the different Spider-Mens. But yeah, tonight
we're going to... I don't know. If they want to tie me up in their webs, I'm okay with that.
Man, if I could... I try to Spider-Man you all the time where I come in my hand and then throw it at your face. And you're like, that is not cool. You can't do that. And I'm like, Spider-Man. Like, will you please not do that? Yeah. So don't... It's like, that's what Spider-Man does. I mean, I only have a one-shot wonder, but then give me 10 minutes to, you know, refractory time, and I'm another shot wonder. But it's a lesser of a shot. So, yeah.
And in the meantime, the first shot's all sticky and dried. And
yeah, exactly. Exactly. And sometimes, like, when we're making out, I've got so many hands, I'm like Dr. Octopus. But, you know, mm-hmm. I'm Dr. Octopus.
Oh, gosh. It's going to be that kind of night, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all going to be superhero. Yeah, because, I mean, when you turn me on, I feel like an Iron Man. Yeah. Hulk smash your boobs.
I don't even know what to say.
It's going
to
get worse. I'm just going to let you know right there. Tonight, there is no Yoda in the house, but it's all superheroes. And I was a Marvel kid. So, yeah.
Good luck, folks.
Deadpool's my hero.
Oh, yeah, he's my hero, too.
See, there you go. And we already have a date for when the new movie comes out.
Yes, we do. Yep.
Okay, so let's talk about origin stories. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, no. So how far back, I guess, do you want to go? Do you want to talk about your previous relationships or
no,
just right where just you and I...
Where we converge.
Yeah, where we converge.
Yes, where our stories converge. Because nobody cares about before that.
No, nobody cares about the before four time. Before the boom booms hit. On the Billy Boards. If you get that reference, you're now one of my favorite listeners. Okay. So, we worked together.
Mm-hmm.
And
we did.
We, at the time, were both technically single.
Yes, when we got together, we were.
So mm-hmm. we met, of course, and neither one of us were single.
Right.
We were both married.
And then as life happened, we ended up single.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And so I remember being at a very... all of our podcasts over the last... this year have included me saying I was in a very bad headspace. But you know what? Just deal with it. That's how the story goes, okay? I was in a very bad headspace. And I was hanging out at the time with a very good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. A good friend of ours, I should say. But she and I were much closer,
yes.
I think, than you and her.
Yeah.
That, again, worked with us. And... I'm going to tell a bit of that story as well before, because I feel like this is sort of like the prequel story, you
okay,
know, because
right.
sometimes you need the prequel to understand why Spider-Man is such a fucking dumbass sometimes. I love him, but come on. And I've always equated myself to Spider-Man, kind of a goofy kid that really can't get any girl. And when he finally does get the girl, he kills her. Anyway, not going to kill
please
you.
Please don't kill me. Please, please.
So
help. Microphone people.
Spider-Man. So me and this young lady and I had been spending a lot of time together because I had divorced from my wife and was having a very bad time with the relationship with the fellow that I had been seeing. Mm-hmm. And so she was really being supportive. And there was a time where I came over to her house and we went bar hopping. Like, we went to two or three different bars, and we ended up on the way back to her house. We stopped and got a 18 pack of beer, and then we got to her house and drank all but two of them.
As you do.
As you do. And so I asked her, I said, "Do you mind if I just stay here?" She said, "Of course." So I'm thinking I'm going to sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
And then she goes like, "Come on upstairs." I'm like, "Okay." So I walk upstairs with her, and she's like, "I got an extra toothbrush so you can brush your teeth." I'm like, "Cool." So we're brushing our teeth and talking. And she looks at me and she goes, "Bradford, you know that friends can do things together, right?" I'm brushing my teeth. I'm like, "And then you need, like, brush teeth?"
Bradford's little mind is going to be blown.
I know. Spoiler alert. I'm like, do you mean, like, brush teeth? And she's like, "No, like, you can sleep with me." I'm like, "Oh, cool, in the bed. Yeah, cool. Yeah." She kind of looks at me like a puppy dog who doesn't really understand the command. but you're like, he knows how to sit, but I say sit and he just doesn't understand the words that I'm saying. So she goes, "We can do things together, you know, that aren't necessarily sex." And then it, okay. What do you want to do? And she's like, just come to bed and, you know, we're not going to have sex. I'm like, okay. She's like, "But we can kiss for a little while." Well, kissing for a little while led to a lot of oral and a lot of manual stimulation. And then basically, you know, we were done. And then what I was really needing at the time was emotional support.
And a cuddle.
Mm-hmm. And I really needed a cuddle. And so she cuddles me for maybe 10 seconds and then pats me on the head and goes, "Okay, I'm going to bed." And then rolls over and basically takes all the blanket as well. So I should have known, because there were two blankets on her bed, and she did say later that the other blanket is for anybody who wants to spend the night with her, because this is her fucking blanket. Don't touch her blanket. I still love her very much.
It's her nest.
It's her fucking
nest. Don't fuck with the nest.
I still love her very much. But it's just very interesting that that's where that started. Mm-hmm. So then I started hanging out with her, and we didn't play a lot, but occasionally, and she said, "Look, you're in a really bad place. Some of us from work go to a bar and play trivia mm-hmm. on Monday nights. Do you want to come with me sometime?" I'm like, "Yeah, I think that'll be good." And so I went there, and that's when I really met you.
Dun, dun, dun.
My arch nemesis. No, that's not right.
Yeah, because I always went to trivia on Mondays.
Because you're a trivia fanatic.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. And it's interesting because, you know, we worked together, but I don't think I ever really noticed you.
No.
So did you notice me? I mean,
no, because you weren't in the office a whole lot. So you were just kind of that goofy guy that came in every now and again, but yeah, not really.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, I saw you, but
I mean, you were at least smiling and happy when you came in, or appeared happy anyway, when you came in.
I'm good like that.
But other than that, no, because yeah, I had more interaction with many, many others even who were kind of in and out of the office. So not really.
Yeah. And so I remember us all sitting playing trivia. Mm-hmm. There was probably five of us maybe.
Yeah, five or six.
I can only remember four people, but I know there was more than that. Anyway, and you said this was before Labor Day weekend, which mm-hmm. is a long weekend in the States. Mm-hmm. And this was the Monday before. And you said, "Hey, you know, some of us are going down to my beach house. I have a beach house. Mm-hmm. If you want to go." And I was like, "Oh no, I appreciate it. You know, like, I'm, you know," and the friend that I had been playing with, she goes, "Well, I'm going." I'm like, "Yeah, well, I've got the dog this weekend." So, and you were like, "Well, she's bringing her dog." Mm-hmm. And it was like, you guys just kept coming up with reasons why I should go.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I will. All right. I will. Let's do it. Which for me at the time to plan on going away for the weekend mm-hmm. on the Monday before we go away was unheard of. I was one of those people that the only time I would do that is if we had planned at least 3 to 4 weeks ahead of time.
Oh.
I had to have, I mean, for me to do that was so out of character yeah. for me.
And it's interesting because, you know, for me, whenever I would go down to the beach house, it was, you know, we would just take whoever wanted to come, you know, friends of friends, whatever. It was just, it was, you know, there was a bit of an open door kind of policy, and it was just whoever wanted to come down. I had, what, three or four friends already coming down, and animals were always welcome. And so, you know, what's one more? It doesn't matter. And yeah, come on down. We want everybody to come and have a good time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And so it ended up being, you know, you, mm-hmm. me, mm-hmm. this other lady who, mm-hmm. I'm not going to give her a name because we'll probably never talk about her again.
No.
This other female friend of ours.
And another female.
Another work colleague.
Yeah.
And then Chastity.
Mm-hmm.
Who has been on the podcast before.
Mm-hmm.
So it was me and four women,
mm-hmm.
two dogs
and a cat,
and a bird.
Oh, the bird was there, wasn't he?
Yeah. And an African gray parrot.
Yes.
So it was basically like Doctress Doolittle over there. Her harem and then me. But you know, and we all work together. We were all work colleagues.
Yeah.
So I'm all excited. I'm like, this is going to be fun. This is going to be a time to get away. Mm-hmm. I just want to hang out with these people. I need to make friends. Because at the time, I really didn't have any friends.
Yeah.
I had this female work partner, play partner occasionally, that was really my only friend.
Mm-hmm.
So we all go down. I remember coming to your apartment because we were meeting at your apartment and getting there and there was the car situation was already fucked because we've already described five people, two dogs, a cat, and a bird.
And so, a partridge and a pear tree.
Yeah, basically. And at the time I had a Mini Cooper convertible,
uh-huh.
and of course the top's down cause it was August. And
so we needed more than one car.
We needed more than one car. And yeah, I was like, I'm happy to drive because I'd love to have the convertible down at the beach. Mm-hmm. And because it was, what, two-hour drive?
It's about two and a half-hour drive.
Okay, so it was a ways. And so somehow, and I'm still not sure how this happened, because the female friend I know wanted to ride with me in the convertible, mm-hmm. but basically you...
I usurped her because I had, previous to this, I had had a long string of Miatas, MX-5s, if you're in Australia, Europe, whatever. But I'd had a long string of convertibles, and... at that point, I did not yet have another one. I was kind of in between. I'd had to get rid of one and had not yet gotten another Miata. And so I really, really, really missed my convertible. And I was like, hey, here's a chance to go down in a convertible, top down. I'm taking it. I don't care. I will fight anyone who tries to get my way.
You were basically like, yeah, well, I'm riding with him.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was you, me, my dog... And wasn't the cat with us?
I think the cat was with us.
I think the cat was with us as well.
Yeah.
And so the dog, we had the top down, but of course the dog and the cat was in a carrier, pet carrier. And then the dog was seat belted in.
Uh-huh.
He was clipped in. So safety first. But I remember driving down and just having this really great conversation with you. It was so easy to talk to you. Like we talked about every fucking thing.
But what I also liked was there were silences and... They weren't uncomfortable silences.
No.
And that can be hard sometimes to find someone where that silence is still comfortable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I just remember being, it was great. It was great.
Yeah.
So we make the drive down there. And admittedly, I can only remember a couple of the things we talked about, but they were just mundane things.
I couldn't tell you.
It doesn't really, none of it really mattered. It was just getting to know you because neither one of us knew each other.
Mm-mm.
So we make it to the beach house and it's late. And we take all our stuff in, and then one of the ladies was like, let's go to the beach.
Yeah.
And it was
go
probably
for a nighttime walk. Yeah. And because nighttime walks on the beach are amazing.
And it was probably 9:30, 10 o'clock at that point. So we all head down to the beach. Was that the Sea Sparkle night?
No.
Okay.
Yes, it was actually.
Okay. I thought it was, but I couldn't remember.
For some reason I thought that was later and things, but no, it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it happened both nights. And so if you don't know what sea sparkle is, it's a
phytoplankton.
Thank you. That when you agitate it, it glows.
Yeah.
And so...
And it's not something that we commonly find on the beach there. It just happened to be a weird current that brought it along. And it was just... The first night, it was really bright. And honestly, every time you stepped on the sand, there was your footprint in the sea sparkle. And it
glowing.
Was...
It's
just glowing.
It's like seeing stars on the beach.
Yeah. And it was just there. And it was just all up and down the beach. It was pretty far in. It was a very... heavy deposit of them.
Yeah. And as the waves would come in, the line of the waves was bright and glowing. Mm-hmm. It was just amazing. And I remember walking behind.
It was kind of magical.
Yeah. I remember walking behind the ladies and watching their footprints just glow behind them. And they would glow for a good second and a half. So that right there, I think, is sort of, that's very much superhero origin story stuff. Like, we already had the sparkling ocean, you know, our feet were, yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. Anyway, mm-hmm. So loved it. And I feel like that should have been a sign right there. I should have known that something magical was going to happen. Mm-hmm. It didn't that weekend, but we'll talk about that later. Spoiler alert. So I remember us walking pretty good distance and walking back, and then somebody said, "Oh, when was the last time you had sex?" Asking the general mm-hmm. question. And I thought that I was going to throw a wrench in everybody's, like, do you mean with a boy or a girl? And I think there was one person that went, "Oh," and then everybody else was like, "Whatever." Because the female partner I knew I had a boyfriend, uh-huh. And then you were nonplussed about everything, and Chastity really was nonplussed as well. She's like, "All right, fuck, I don't care." Yeah. And then the other person in this story was just like, "Oh my god, a boy!" Which was the reaction I expected from most of you guys, mm-hmm. but it was very nice that I didn't.
Sorry,
get that
we
reaction.
Disappointed you.
No, it was actually very nice. And then you were like, this morning. I'm sorry, what? You're like, yeah, this morning. I'm like, but you're single. You're like, yeah, he spent the night. Fucked him in the morning.
And I didn't have to be until 9, so yeah.
Yeah, so that was, I don't know why that surprised me. I think, I came from a life where sexuality was so repressed. Mm. And the fact that you could have sex in the morning on a weekday was sort of unheard of. Yeah, so we went back. We all told our last sex stories, and we went mm-hmm. back to the beach house, and then I had my little mental breakdown once again, which is probably
it happens
at this point. I think nobody's surprised out there in microphone land.
Yeah,
but I will say it was really nice because I remember having my breakdown. I don't remember what caused it, what triggered it, but we were talking and it was something emotional because I had just gotten out of very long, decade-long relationship and was having trouble with a relationship with somebody who I really cared about.
Mm-hmm. I remember laying down the law a bit that weekend. A few of us girls did.
Yeah, some of you guys.
Because you were trying to text him. And,
and you all wouldn't let me.
No.
Mm. And I think you guys actually made me delete his contact information that weekend.
And then the next week I saw it back in your phone and we had some more words.
Yes. Spoiler alert. I may have screenshotted a picture of it before I deleted it. That's what happened. Anyway, I never said I made great decisions except with you. But it was really nice because, you know, having all four of you like there to support me was such a wonderful thing. Because I think everybody, it was a big group hug and it was so sweet and it was so great. So then we all go to bed and all the girls are sleeping on the top floor mm-hmm. and I'm sleeping on the floor beneath. Mm-hmm. And the female partner comes down, the play partner, she mm-hmm. comes down, gets in bed with me and we snuggle for a bit. And it was actually really sweet and, you know, made out a little bit. And then she goes, "I've got to go back to my room." And I said, "Why? Nobody cares."
Yeah.
Like it's, you know, we can do this. And she's like, no. And I tried to convince her to stay, mm-hmm. but she wouldn't stay. So she goes upstairs and not 10 minutes later, you come down to my room and and I remember it now, and I may be adding things in my memory, but I remember you again, playing with your breath a little, standing in the doorway.
Because that doesn't sound like me.
No, please.
not with a stranger.
You were in a nightgown or in a pajama set. You don't wear nightgowns,
little
but
shorts
like
and
little
top,
shorts
yeah.
and a tank top. Mm-hmm. And I remember you walking in just kind of a little bit, but then not like anyway. And then you asked some sort of question about work.
Yeah, because Chastity and I were sharing a bed and there had been some work conversation, of course, during the night, and I don't know what it was, but something had stuck with us, and we were kind of debating, you know, this or that kind of a thing. And she was like, "Well, just go down and ask him, see what he thinks," because we thought you would have a better perspective anyway. And I was like, "All right." So I did. Yeah, very not sexy there, but whatever.
Yeah, but I was like, honestly, it was one of the things. I was like, oh my God, I want her in bed with me. That was the first time I think I really noticed you in like this sexual kind of way. Cause you had those really short shorts, pajama shorts and a really tank top. And I was like, wow, she is hot. But then you left like smoke bomb and you were gone. And I was all by myself with the puppy dog. Uh-huh. And I ended up just snuggling the dog and we went to bed.
Lucky dog.
He was sweet. And so I don't remember really much of the rest of the weekend. I mean, it was a long weekend.
Typical
beach weekend. A lot of chat, a lot of laugh, lots of drinks, some good food. We went out dancing one night. Mm-hmm. That was fun. I remember dancing with you and Chastity and having so much fun with that. Mm-hmm. And then we ended up closing that bar down.
Yep.
And then driving home with you. And, you know, I dropped you off, then went back to my place. And so that was on a Monday night. And on Tuesday, I think I texted you and said, again, in a rare moment of clarity for me, I texted you and I said, you know, we were texting back and forth. Hey, how would you like to get dinner one night this week? And the response I got, I'll never forget. Do you remember what you said? And what was it? I said, we'll do the text back and forth. Hey, would you like to get some dinner sometime this week?
Nah, a girl's gotta eat.
A girl's gotta eat. I mean, seriously? But what's really funny about this, and I don't know if you know this, at that point, I looked at the dog, who I still have that had at the time, and I was like, that's not a no. Yes! The dog looks at me like, hey, can I have some food? So I was all excited because you didn't say no. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how about tomorrow night? And you were like, sure, come by, pick me up. So came by, picked you up, and we went to this place and upstairs and had dinner. We split dinner.
A nice bottle of wine.
Had a really great bottle of wine. We drank that. We sat on a couch, which was nice. Because this was more of a lounge.
It was more casual.
It was a really nice restaurant, but we went to the casual part of it. Had a really lovely bottle of red. Had a really great pasta dish. And I just remember talking and talking and talking. And then we get back in the car. And we get back to your place. And I looked at you and I was like, I think you're really pretty. I really, really liked tonight. Was a lot of fun. I like you.
Hashtag not a closer.
Did I say you're pretty already? I feel like I should say that again. You're really pretty. And you kind of looked at me and you let me stumble through this for a while. Uh-huh. It was great. Cause you're such a sweet woman. You know, you very smell nice hair, pretty eyes, boobs. And you looked at me and were like, oh no, you're coming in. And I looked at you and went, okay. much like Goofy in a Disney movie. And so we went inside and you had the parrot. I was like, oh my God, it's a parrot. This is great. And so we talked to him and I remember standing in front of the TV and I don't know how it happened, but suddenly we were making out.
Yes. We were
I'm pretty sure you made the first move. It's unlike me to make a first
move. I don't really recall, but it's very likely. Because, we were then on the couch making out.
Yeah, on the ottoman. So we started on the ottoman. Then we went to the couch.
Yeah.
Then we went back to the bedroom. Actually,
do you know how we went back to the bedroom?
You tell the story, because I did forget this. I would have forgotten
this.
So this
is one of Mr. Adams' superpowers. God,
this is me trying to be a superhero. Uh-huh. I'm the saddest X-Man.
But it's still one of your great superpowers, though. We were making out on the couch and decided that we needed to go back to the bedroom. And so rather than stopping the play, I was straddling you, and you stood up, still holding me, straddling you, and carried me into the bedroom. And you didn't put me down. You didn't drop me, which I was really, really concerned you were going to drop me. But you didn't. Made it to the bed, and you gently sat me down.
Yeah.
And then we continued making out.
Yeah. Did we still have our clothes on at that point?
I think we did.
I think we did, too. Yeah. And we ended up getting naked, and then... Yeah.
Then we had the sex.
Then we had the sexy times. Mm-hmm. I still remember the sex. The sex was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember going down on you for a while.
Yeah. And then
that was
awesome. And then I remember going down on you for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I remember, you know, we the first time we had penetrative sex mm-hmm. was Cowgirl. Mm-hmm. Which was great because I was like, my God, look at these boobs. I'm like playing with them and grabbing your ass. And it was like, it's this sort of dizzying memory, but it was 6 years ago. So,
yeah.
But yeah, there's flashes of just like, oh my God, this girl is way out of your league.
And you were, for me, you were so much fun to play with because, I mean, spoiler alert for people out in podcast land, I think you've all heard this at some point or another, but Mr. Adam was what, one of four guys I was seeing at the time,
yeah.
just, you know, a booty call in the rotation. I just wanted a booty call, friend with benefits, something, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, some of the other, I mean, everybody has their good qualities, but you were just a lot more playful and drawn out playful. And it wasn't like serious sex or, I mean, it, you know, it was, but it's not, I don't know. There's a difference there.
Yeah.
And yeah. And so it was just,
it was meant to be fun.
Yeah. There's no end goal. It's like, you know, yes, we're going to come and whatever, but it's not like, ooh, we have to get there kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so it was just kind of enjoy the feelings and the play. And yeah, it was just a lot of fun.
And that was something I liked about you as well. Cause having played with a lot of guys, most guys are let's just get to 10.
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Whereas with you, we could really take our time and like you said, play with each other and explore.
And
that was something that I really appreciated because I'd never had a partner that I could do that with.
Mm.
So it was really great to both explore your body and my body
mm-hmm.
at the same time. And it was just interesting and yeah, it was great.
Mm.
You know, and I remember that was it. We had sex and, admittedly, I think that first time it was just one position. I think you were on top of me the whole time.
I think so. By the time we got there, yeah.
And then afterwards, you know, it was great. We kind of laid there for a few minutes and then it was very much you looked at me and with your most romantic, big, beautiful eyes, looked mm-hmm. at me and said, "Are you okay to drive home?"
Because I did not like to let guys stay the night.
Yeah. So, which is still one of my favorite, like, get the fuck out. So I was like, yeah, no, I'm cool. It's good. And so I put my pants back on and I went home
uh-huh.
and talked to the dog and told him everything. Uh-huh. He was like smelling my crotch. I'm like, yeah, yeah. You want to know where that's been? Because I want to see where it's been again. So that was the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then very shortly after that, before we hooked up again, I think, in fact, you went to Europe for work.
I did. Yeah.
I don't think we had another opportunity to hook up because I think you left that Friday.
Yeah.
So that was Wednesday.
And then I was gone for 2 weeks.
And you were gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But we texted each other a lot.
We did.
During that time, which I still think is part of what...
We texted and emailed.
Yeah. I think it's part of what helped this relationship because it wasn't based solely on sex. There was a lot of communication there before we even...
And a bit of get to know you. And even just... And, you know, I know even when I was over there, like on the week... I was there over a weekend and you were like, oh, what did you do today? And it was just general chit-chat, just stuff.
Because, you know, it was interesting because you were someone I was really interested in as a person as well. You weren't just a piece of ass. So I do remember asking you if you...
And I think part of it, too, is that there wasn't any pressure for anything because it's not like either of us was looking for a relationship
right.
or looking for anything really. It was just, you know, if it happens, then great. And if we, you know, if we, admittedly for me, it was if we hook up, then awesome. And if we don't, you know, as long as you're a nice person to talk to, I'll talk to you. Yeah. You know, just, again, there was just no pressure whatsoever.
It was completely.
Yeah.
So I remember texting you or emailing you and saying, hey, you know, what's your schedule like when you get home? I'd love to see you. Because at that point, I was, like, craving you again. Mm. And you were like, I don't even remember how it happened. But basically, you came to my place after landing, I think even before going home. I think you brought your suitcase to my place.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you drove past your home.
Yeah.
Or cabbed it past your home to come see me. And you spent the night. Did you spend the night with me?
No, because I had to go home to my animals.
You did. That's right. Weird. So you came to my place, and I remember at the time texting my cousin before you came back and saying, I really like this girl. What should I do to make sure that I impress her on her first time to the house? And she goes, make sure you clean the bathroom. Make sure the bathroom's spotless. I was on my hands and knees in that bathroom for 3 hours. I scrubbed it with a toothbrush. I cleaned the baseboards. The floors were immaculate. Every spot of grout was completely cleaned. That bathroom shined as if it had just been installed.
It did look very clean.
And I remember.
I do remember that. Because I noticed those things. That's important.
Well, it's really funny now that I look back, because I'm glad that that was the advice that she gave me. Because it did. You know, it was something that. And so I remember saying to you, you know, like, would you like food or a shower or what? And I remember asking my cousin, like, how do I answer the door? She's like, answer the door with a utensil in your hand, wearing an apron. Make sure that she knows that you're working, so you don't, she, you know, whatever.
You're not just sitting around waiting.
I'm not just sitting around waiting. I'm like, oh, it's genius. So I answered the door with my blue apron on and a whisk in my hand. And then it was like, oh, you know, I think I even had the bath already drawn for you, maybe. Because I think you texted
Sounds
me
familiar.
When you landed. So I started the bath for you because I knew you were tired. And because you'd just flown from Europe, put you in the bathtub. And then you were like, but I want you in the bathtub with me. And I was thinking, this was not part of the plan.
Oh,
and then
no.
I was like, why would you want to be in the bathtub with me? Because, hello. but yeah, so I got dinner to where it was a stopping point. And I think I did get in the bathtub
with
you.
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we just sat there and chatted for a little while.
Which was great and weird. I mean, did we have sex then?
No.
Yeah.
No, because I was just in that lazy, like, you know, that a little bit sleepy, just kind of relaxed state right off the plane. It just felt good. And then the bath, you know, of course, made me more relaxed. And it was just like, I just sit here and just chill and chat. And
I don't remember what I cooked. I hope it was delicious. But we ate dinner, and then I think we had sex on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that was great. Anyway.
Wait, wait, wait. We have to go back in time. So this is a bit that after thinking about it and listening through the podcast here, we realized that we actually forgot something.
We forgot something.
I know. It's amazing.
And we wanted to get it correct.
Right. So there actually was a second date after the wine bar.
But before the return trip from Europe.
Right. Do you remember what it was?
I do now.
Now that but you forgot at the time.
After we talked about it. Because it was the Sunday after our first hookup. And I remembered that on Sunday that I'd had tickets for a show on Saturday night. So I had called the box office as soon as they opened on Sunday, which was like at noon, and asked them if I could switch the tickets, you know, that were already gone for Sunday night. And they said yes.
Sunday night.
For Sunday night. Did I say that? I said Saturday night. I don't know. I meant Sunday night. And they said yes. So I had basically 3-4 hours to find somebody to go with. Mm-hmm. And my first choice said no. And so then I called you.
Yay, I'm back up.
Yeah, so do you remember the show?
I do. It was War Horse.
Yeah, and so we...
Which neither of us had seen the movie.
No.
So we were going into it pretty blind.
Yeah. And so I do remember we got there. You know, I was so amazed that you could get ready to go somewhere, like, at the drop of a hat. I was like, oh, all right, this was all right. She's like, because you were like, yeah, definitely, I can, you know, you can pick me up in an hour.
Yeah, because I love theater, but I didn't get to see a lot of it at that point.
Yeah, and I've always loved theater, and yeah, so yeah, so we, I picked you up, we went and saw the show, and then halfway through during, or I guess during intermission, mm-hmm. or the interval, neither one of us knew what happened in the end. So, and mm-hmm. it was looking like the horse was going to die. And both of us are animal lovers. And so I remember looking at you and going, I just want to let you know, if the horse dies, I'm going to cry, like, a lot.
Actually, I think you said sob uncontrollably. But
sure. Sure. But you were like, yeah, me too. I'm like, uh-huh. Whew.
I'd already gotten a couple tissues from the restroom just in case.
Yeah. So, yeah, we won't spoil how it ends, yeah. But the last thing I really remember about this date was as we left, it was chilly outside. And
yeah,
I was smart and brought a jacket, and you were not smart and didn't bring a jacket. but you were clearly cold, so I just took my jacket off and draped it over your shoulders, mm-hmm. and you looked at me like I was from fucking outer space.
Because you were cold too. And you needed your jacket as well.
Yeah, but, you know.
It was sweet, though.
But, yeah, I remember you looking at me like, why is he doing this? Uh-huh. And I remember looking at you like, why is she not just staying warm? Anyway, I don't know. Yeah, that's all I remember.
Yeah, that was good, though. It was funny.
And I'm sure we went back to your place and had mad, mad sex, but I don't remember
probably,
that.
Probably, yeah. That seems likely.
Yes.
All right.
So that's our interjection.
Uh-huh. So back to regularly scheduled podcast.
Diddly-doo. It's funny. So there's no way for me to say this and it come out right. Because I still feel this way, but not the way I used to, which I think is bad and I need to fix this. But in the beginning, every time we had sex, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe she just had sex
with
me. Like, why is she having sex with me? And I was like, I am the luckiest man on earth.
But
like,
I would tend to agree with that. Like, because
I was the luckiest man on earth. And that you didn't understand why you're having sex with me either.
No. But I would say that I felt the same way. But again, because it was just, it was easy, it was comfortable. And again, it was just, you know, we could just play and explore. And you're so good with your mouth, and many guys aren't. But it was just, again, it was, you know, it was just easy. And if you were available, you were available. If you weren't, you weren't. It wasn't, nobody was disappointed. Like, oh, you know, gosh, you know, why can't he come over kind of thing or whatever. And yeah, and it just, I don't know, it was exactly what I needed at the time.
Yeah. It was so.
And you're just, and you're fun. And even talking to you as anybody who actually knows you in real life, you know, you're funny and you're just upbeat and is, yeah, just very personable. And I liked that.
It was great. I mean, it's. The first few months and for the first few weeks, we hid it from everybody. Nobody
yeah,
knew.
No.
And then we, I think it was the fourth or fifth time that we finally hooked up that we went out with a bunch of friends. Mm-hmm. And then the friend that the female that I had been playing with who sort of introduced us said, I think you should ask her to come home with you. And she didn't know that we were already
right.
hooking up. And I said, I think I'm going to ask her. I'm going to ask her, you know, to come in with me. And so you came in with me.
Yeah.
And yeah, but you were drunk.
Oh, we were so wasted.
Yeah, we were all drunk. That
Fuck.
Night, I think you did spend the night.
Yeah,
but
I did.
But
there was
we
no
didn't,
going home.
We didn't play.
Mm-mm.
It was because you were throwing up home, coming home. And I'm mm-hmm. like, I'm going to ask her to come in and stay with the night. And she was like,
so
yeah.
So sexy.
she was like, yeah, good luck with that, buddy.
So sexy. Because that's who you want.
and then, yeah, but it was good because I remember I took care of you and uh-huh. you were sick.
You
and
did.
I gave
you
water.
Were a very good
and then
caretaker.
That next morning, we had like crazy monkeys swinging from the chandelier sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was. Because
then there was that ravenous need. And
yeah, it was. Yeah. There was a hunger inside of you that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that so that was. I mean, that's the basic origin story.
Yeah, the very
and
beginnings.
Then we.
Yeah.
I can remember from very early on that we would both go out, and you would have sex with one of your partners, and I would have sex with somebody, and then we would get together. And I have a very vivid memory of me in your shower at your apartment.
Yeah.
Showering off and you having just come out of the shower and sitting in the towel on your toilet mm-hmm. Or on the counter, bathroom counter, and us just talking about
yeah.
what we did, what we liked about the partner that we played mm-hmm. with. And then, you know, I, at that point in our relationship, you were allowing me to spend the night.
Yeah, sometimes. And it was interesting because it's funny that that was one of the rules that I did have at that point, is if you were going to come over and we were going to see each other, staying the night or not, but if we might potentially play after a date or anything like that, we always showered first.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like wash the other person off, get clean, and then, okay, now we can come together kind of thing. Yeah. And it was, I don't know how or why that came about, but that was just kind of how it was, is we would always come together, shower, and then, and we still kind of do that to this day. Yeah. Like if one of us goes out and has a date and comes back, we'll shower and then get in bed.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. And it's, it was interesting. And I still think back on a lot of things that makes me smile, because it crosses between one of those things where it is almost like a superhero origin story, where there's a lot of really unlikely things that had to happen for us to get together.
Yeah.
Much like any goofy superhero. Like, we look at this stuff and we're like, well, that's not believable. That would never happen. But a lot of our story, there's a few moments in it that you're like, well, that's not believable. That would never happen, but it did.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think part of it is both of us were very open to just about anything. We were both in a situation in life where we weren't prepared to say no.
No.
And I think that's a good place to be in.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there was, after we'd been hooking up for probably 6 months or so, is when we ended up at one of our favorite bars in town.
Sea Grace.
Yep, Sea Grace. And we were sitting on one of the back couches, just having a couple cocktails, enjoying the music and the atmosphere, talking. And you know, I don't even know what we were discussing. It could have potentially been other relationships, partners, people, some things. At that point, you had a couple that you had seen a few times. You were there, Manticore.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, we kind of were talking about us and where, you know, were we happy with what we were doing, you know, just kind of the hooking up or whatever. And you looked at me and you said, you know, I think we have something really special here. I want to make it a little more permanent. I was very reticent. So I was like, to see what you kind of continued on with. And you're like, you know, I would like to see more of you. I'd like to make it more permanent. Mm-hmm. But I still want to see other people. And I was like, oh, thank God. I thought you wanted to be monogamous. Because I really liked what we had.
Yeah.
And, you know, the being able to see other people. And that was before I had been introduced to the couple that you were seeing. Which I guess was really our first true swinger couple was them.
Was it before that?
I think so.
I couldn't remember if it was or not. I know it was very close to
it
that.
It was close, but I think it was right before.
So two things in between when our first hookups and then when we became an item 6 months later. One of the things, it was already left my brain. One of the things was I had my first Christmas alone with my family.
Yes, you did.
And on Christmas morning, after dealing with my aunt, uncle, and mother fighting, I sat down at the computer and texted you, and I was like, hey, what are you doing next year at Christmas? And you're like, I don't know. Like,
that's a long time away.
That's a long time away. I was like, do you want to go on a cruise? And you were like, yes. With you? I'm like, yes, yes, with me. Two of us going on a cruise. And it's like, what's your middle name? And so I remember filling all that in. And you were like, and actually both of us were like, look, if we're not together in a year,
somebody will go with you.
Somebody will go with me.
Yeah.
I was happy paying for two people.
Yeah, you're paying for the room. Yeah. It doesn't matter who goes.
Yeah.
Somebody will go.
I would get somebody to go with me over Christmas.
Yeah.
And then my mom comes in and goes, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm booking a cruise. Oh, cool. When? Next Christmas? When? From Christmas Eve to after New Year's? Okay. Will you take me with you? No. Aww. So there was that.
Uh-huh.
And then sometime before that even, we were shopping for a sofa. My ex had taken the living room suit.
Uh-huh.
So we went out shopping for a sofa. And the sofa that I fell in love with, and you quite liked as well, was literally like if I had, I'm coming up with a round number. If I had $1,000 to spend, period, on food, lodging, and the sofa, this sofa cost $999.99. So I'm trying to figure out how I can split it amongst different credit cards to pay for the sofa. And you at one point said, if you need, I can let you borrow my credit card and then you can pay me back. Little did I know that this was a test. fortunately, I was like, no, I can pay for it myself. I'm just going to have to be a little careful for the next 2 weeks. And I basically ate ramen noodles for 2 weeks. So I could pay for this amazing solid white Italian leather sofa. I could have gotten a lesser sofa, but why?
But where's the fun in that?
Solid white Italian leather. And I was a bachelor, so there you go. I was a new bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
And so you told me later that that was a test, that if I, and that I passed.
So did your mom.
Because I know, right?
You told your mom what had happened, and she's like, that was a test. And you're like, was.
Yeah, I remember asking you, was that a test? Yes. God damn it. And so, yeah, and then if we fast forward a year, a year later, we were on that cruise ship.
Yeah.
We had somehow stuck it out. Your four guys went to three guys, went to two guys, went to me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, much like Kick-Ass, the movie, having to battle each of them to get them out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I slayed the dude that hated me.
Yeah.
Do you remember him? We would go over. He was a friend of friends.
He was a friend of friends. And
a friend of mutual friends.
Yes. And he was
very Republican.
He was literally just a booty call. I mean, it was one of those, you know, he would call up or I would call him. Hey, what are you doing? Okay, I'll be there in 20 minutes. I mean, that's all it was. But yet, somehow, when we started dating, he was very jealous of you. And I have no idea why. Because there was nothing there.
Yeah.
But whatever.
He wasn't attractive.
No. He was booty call. It's like, I need to get off. Get over here. Yeah.
Yeah, so I fought through him.
He was not my typical type.
I fought through the football player, the ex-NFL running back.
Something.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, I battled through him, and I don't remember the third one. There was another one.
Yep. It was a young one.
I fought through a youngling. Yeah. So I fought through age, Republicanism. I fought through age.
That one's not hard to fight through.
The GOP. and an sports, NFL yeah. and the and a sports star. Yeah, so I was very. I like to say that because it makes me very proud. But then, yeah, that later that year, we were on the cruise ship.
Meanwhile, I was just embracing all your boys. I'm like, can I watch? Right? Can I watch?
Yeah, and they were all terrified of you.
Yeah.
But we went on the cruise, and so actually, I guess just before that, too, was the opportunity to move to Australia.
Yeah.
And we were just dating.
Yeah.
And I had gone to Australia in June.
Mm-hmm.
Then, bye, Australia, I'll never see you again. Excuse me. Bye, Australia, I'll never see you again. And then, was it 3 months later? So October, November?
Yeah,
October.
I think it was around then.
Opportunity came up. My boss in the States said, I think it would be wise for you to throw your hat in the ring for this job position in Sydney. And then I remember texting you and saying, because I was in San Diego at the time, and you were back home in North Carolina.
And we were already planning on moving
to San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I said, how do you feel about moving to Sydney instead of San Francisco? And the text I got back, I wish I'd screenshot that and kept it. Should I put all of our shit up on Craigslist now or wait till you actually get the job?
Yeah. And it was a no-brainer.
Yeah. And I thought to myself, I'm going to marry this woman. I think that was the first time I really thought, like, this is something permanent, that this isn't just a couple of people fucking around. Even though we were serious, air quotes. But we went on the cruise. We got engaged on, like, day four of the cruise.
Yeah.
At karaoke.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Karaoke. So I...
Oh, I know. I was there.
I know. I was telling the microphone okay. people. They weren't there.
That's true. Yes. Yes. I was at karaoke, in case you missed it.
But yeah, I remember after I told the ladies they were running karaoke, I'm like, I'm going to propose to my girlfriend. And they got all excited. And so basically they were like, you can do whatever you want. So I sang my song and I said,
what was the song? Tell microphone people.
It was All Shook Up by Elvis.
Uh-huh.
And boy, I laid it on thick. Yeah. And then I said, you know, can I bring my partner down? And you, rather than walk around the aisles,
it was crowded.
You climbed over the little walls.
The little fence. Yeah.
There was a little fence. You just hopped right over. It was great.
It was also on formal night. So we're all in like dressed up in our long gowns. And I was in my long gown. You weren't. But
I was in my tuxedo.
Yes.
Was not in my long gown.
But there were a lot of people and chairs to have to navigate through. And I was like, fuck it. The wall's easier to climb over.
So I proposed. And fortunately, some young kid, as soon as he realized what was going to go on, which was basically the second I said, can, you know, Angela come down here, he started recording it. So we've got that, my proposal on.
Yeah, that was sweet. They came up to us afterwards and were like, we have video if you want it.
And they emailed it to us like 2 weeks later. It was great. It was wonderful. So yeah. And then we got married in Vegas a month later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Then we moved to Oz.
And now here we are.
Yeah.
So that's... that's our origin story. Yeah. That's how we became the sex men.
Uh-huh. Is that what we are now?
Something like that.
So it's a little bit of a ride there, but...
It's kind of crazy. It's a fantastic story. My favorite part about the story is it's ours.
Yeah.
I just... And I can't imagine... I really can't imagine anyone else I'd rather spend the majority of my time with. That's including me.
You're a good partner in crime. Yeah. Nah, you're a good partner in crime. It's fun. I think we just mesh on so many levels. And even the things that I sometimes have trouble doing with other people, like traveling and things like that, and I'm sure there's many others out there who are in the same boat as I am, that, you know, finding somebody that you can travel with and you can go places with, and the stress of traveling and moving and things like that, just, it doesn't matter. Like, it's not actually that stressful, really.
Yeah.
You know, we get through it all fairly easily. No real big hang-ups or anything there. And
you
life
make the hard stuff easy.
I'll say the life is fun. And, yeah, it's just, we just kind of go at it together and we have similar attitudes about things. And it just kind of all meshes. And,
yeah. And I personally, I know that there's no one else in the world that can ground me like you do. Because I think everyone in the microphone land knows that I am prone to panic attacks and bad headspace. And the only person that is, you know, Jess was asking me very recently, she's like, do you have a safe space that you go? And I'm like, yeah, it's with Angela. It's like, that's the only time that I feel safe is when I'm with you. And that's both safe from the world and safe from myself and safe from anything. It's just when you and I are together. So, yeah.
And conversely, while I ground you, you pull me up out of the ground because I can be, you know, that more serious kind of logical kind of person. And while I love to have fun, sometimes I can't let go of the everyday things to do that without a little bit of prodding. And you're good at pushing me without really pushing me.
Yeah.
So it's
great.
It's a good balance.
It's a good balance. Yeah. Cause I think of the things that we've done even recently, the Rule 34 stuff, to get back on stage and to be encouraged to do that, and that you've encouraged me to do that is great, you know, and to be able to share the stage with you.
I'm an enabler.
Well, and to be able to share that stage with you is so much fun. It's such a great thing to be able to perform with your partner. Even if it's just fun, goofy shit, it's fucking awesome.
Mm.
Yeah.
I agree.
Cool. So, here's to the next, we've been married now for 4 years.
Yep.
4 years and some change now.
Yeah.
God, coming up on the 5 year mark. That's a big one.
Hey, we have our anniversary is right before the OSS birthday party.
It is. We need to do something. Convince Lawrence to do can we do a combo?
No.
Yeah.
It's good though.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I'm happy.
It's been a wild ride and it has been. Yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Me neither. Yeah. So that's our origin story. I mean, we're no Batman, Iron Man or Black Panther, but, you know, we are.
That's us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are who we are and
We're the Gropinator.
Love it.
The sneaky hand job.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a good superhero name. Hello, I'm Sneaky Hand Job. I'm anal man.
Oh God, use some lube.
No, that's the sidekick.
You could be the pegger.
I like that one.
Hello, I am Captain Bai. This is the pegger. Pego. Did you say prego? God, no. I said pego. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, so I guess that's it. Do you have any other final comments?
I think we covered everything. You've covered about everything, yeah.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, if you have your own questions that you want to ask us, like want clarification on something, please let us know. Mm-hmm. Send us an email, theatomsoflove@gmail.com. Message us on Twitter @ByTheByPodcast or on Facebook @ByTheByPodcast. Apparently, you can also message on Instagram, but please don't do that. We tend to ignore those for months and feel really guilty.
We just don't know how to use it still.
We're still learning, okay? Look, still learning. So thank you guys very much for listening. I will take one quick addendum for those people who cut off the podcast here. They're going to miss this story. Mm-hmm. We do have, when we got married in Vegas, I forgot I wanted to tell this story.
We got married
in Vegas. We were married by the original Big Bird and a fire chaplain.
Mm-hmm. The fire chaplain was the one who officiated the ceremony, and the original Big Bird was our photographer.
Yes. He's also the witness on our wedding certificate. So our wedding certificate is signed by fucking Big Bird. He was not in the costume. But we drove out an hour and a half outside of Vegas to get married in the middle of the desert. Mm-hmm. And both of us thought that they were just going to go out there and kill us. But they didn't.
No.
But the movie that we get we're in our wedding dress and in my tuxedo,
getting the limo.
We've got one movie. We've got a DVD player. That's good news. Yay. But we only have one movie. And this was in January. And the movie was
Christmas Vacation. So we watched Christmas Vacation going out there.
Shitter's full.
And we watched it coming back.
We watched it twice. Oh, dear God. It was, you know, they wouldn't even roll up the window to give some privacy to fuck in the back of the limo.
Nope.
Because they wanted to hear the movie.
And we actually had some good conversation with them.
It was great. So it was great. We get back to the room. You went to the bathroom. Yeah. I set up the camera without you knowing it. Yeah. And I recorded us in our formal wear, and because we basically ripped it off of each other.
Yeah, we did.
And fucked like absolute monkeys.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. That was one of my favorite sex tapes ever. Mm-hmm. I need to dig that out and find it again. I ran across it the other day and I was like, I need to, it's been, yeah.
Oof. Revive that one.
Yeah, totally whack off to that one. Anyway, so yes. So if you skipped that, all the end of it, so you missed that story. So feel special if you didn't skip through our ad space.
The closing bit, yeah.
Yeah. But thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
We'll see you next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.